Okay, we're holding here Parsha Lech Lecha, page 110. And this is a very famous Ramban. Where everybody quotes myself as from Levanim. And let's take a look. It says, Vayav Avram Baratzad Mekom Shechem. So we have, the Ramban is commenting on the different journeys of Avram that are mentioned in detail. Oymel Chaklali says, I'm going to give you a general understanding. Understand it as a foundation for the parashas of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. But inyan gadol is skiru Rabbi Seinav derech tzara. It's a very important point, which Chazal mentioned in a very brief way. V'amru, they said, kol ma she'ir la'avasim labanim. Whatever happened to the avos is a sign that will happen to banim. Now, so you have long psukim about the different journeys and digging of the ditch of the wells and other mikrim. The person thinks that maybe they're extra stuff and has no significance to it. I mean, what's the detail? They went here, they traveled here, they dug a well. Now, some of it seems to be really, really trivial. So he says, "V'kulam boy lelamed ala osid." They all teach us about the future. "Kikashe yovei hamikra lenavi mishleishes haavis yisbeinin minen adav anigzal avizari." Because when something happens to a navi of one of the three avos who's a navi, we can see what's going to happen to his children. Now he gives an explanation for that. So the point is, even stuff that seemed to be trivial by the avos becomes a maisa by the banim, and the Torah mentioned these things. So now he says like this: Veda ki kol gzeras irin kasha teitzim mikoach gzer al pol dimyon tia gzer miskayemes al kol panim. He's telling us the following yisod in nevuas and so on. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's gzeras they come down to this world in different stages. And the highest state is extremely vague, doesn't have a form yet, and it finally gets, and when it comes to the Olam HaMaisa, when it actually begins to become a physical reality, is when it gets its final form. Let's give a mashal. A person has a desire. He would like to have a beautiful home. Now, the idea of beautiful home is vague, and it doesn't yet have anything in terms of specifics. He then sort of makes it a little more specific, and now fantasizes a home with a garage and a patio and a circular driveway, whatever it is. He has more of a solid idea, but when it actually starts building it and he puts pieces into the ground, that's when it becomes the final form of it. So nevuah is like that also. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a general nevuah, a ratzon, but it takes on its final form when it comes to Olam HaMaisa. So those nevuahs that the Navi does something, he doesn't act, it becomes final, because now it's already taken on a concrete form in this world. It stopped being an abstract idea, and that's what he says, Dvidak, you call Gzeras Irin, all Gzeras of Shemayim, Kasha Teitzim Mikor Gzel Pol Dimyin, when it goes from being just a Gzera to an activity that embodies it, Tiyah HaGzera Miskayem Esal Kol Panim, the Gzera must come true. L'chein Yasu Anaviyah Maisa B'Nevuos. And that's why prophets many times do some sort of act. It's like Yirmiyah HaNavi when he told his Talmud Baruch Uriah, when you finish reading this sefer, tikshal of Evan, tie a stone to it, v'ashtachasel teich pras, and throw into the pras. V'amarta kocha tishka bavol, and you say, so too shall bavol drown. He shot an arrow and he said, oh, this arrow symbolizes Nitzachin on our own. V'nema Hashem yiktov lov isha l'kim v'yoyim elahakas chomesh ha-shesh pomim od yikizam av kolov ata shol shpom takas arom. Ulofikach hechzik ha-kadosh baruch hu Avram ba'aretz. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Avram physically go to Eretz Yisrael, even though we wouldn't actually be in Eretz Yisrael until much later. V'asol demyonos b'chol ha'asid l'asos b'zaro. And he did a lot of things that were similar to what his children did v'havin zeh. V'ani maschil l'farish ha'inyanim b'prat b'psukim atzav. And I will explain the psukim as I go along in the details what this, how this is reflected later on. Let's talk about this, because this is really a significant understanding of others and myself and so on. I'd like to understand it, first of all, in terms of why it's like by others specifically. And he's talking about a Navi, and yet the Chazal are talking about Komashi Ola Avis. So the concept of others means that it just like an Av, at the stage where somebody is still part of his father, parents, what's very significant is the genetic component that his parents put into him. Because if a person gets a disease, if let's say a person is exposed to a virus or bacteria or whatever, he may or may not get the disease. But if a person's genes are in any way misshaped or somewhat inhabited, if there's any aberration in the gene, the person must have that aberration because you only have what your genes are in you. So it's not that the genes might affect you. The genes are you on a much more abstract form. So any genetic impairment is a given that it's going to realize itself. So the avos to Klal Yisrael are the genetic component. And we have the basic tchunis avos. We could become terrible rishonim, we become terrible tzaddikim, we still have the chira. But what is our makeup? That's the avos. So the formation of Klal Yisrael happened through avos, and that's step one. Step two I'd like to point out is, for the longest of times, it was thought that genes are chemical entities and nothing you do or happens to you could affect them. We're gradually now, there's an emerging field called epigenetics that deals with the fact that stresses and strains and different things do have an effect on the genes. Not exactly on the genes, but how which genes express themselves, which don't. It has something to do with the genetic mechanism of a person. So you see that even events that transpired can have an effect. So we're dealing with others with various activities, so you could look at it as it being in its colleus as a whole, it's a genetic monocolysal, and also the fact that the events that happened to others leave their mark for Klal Yisrael. That's how Kashbar set it up, that the others would be the period of forming Klal Yisrael's gene base, and then we're just sort of different branches of the same gene base. One more nekuda that is important at this point. This teaches us something about the quality of the maisa of the others. In other words, when a person does an act, we can do something just without even thinking. Many things we do is just kind of out of habit, reflex, and we do it. So that act is just a hollow outside. There's no heart in it, no neshama in it, nothing. When somebody does something and puts a lot of self in it, that act has a lot more meaning and impact. So the others, whatever the others did, carried the full weight of others. So it says Avram went to Ba'aretz at Mokrim Shechem at Elam Moreh. That's just, well, they ran out of gas, and they said, let's call it a day. Shechem was significant for him to go to, and that's the place that he went to, and he stayed. All of the concept of Kol Mashir Lo Bishim Levanim gives us a sense of what the Avos, the quality of their act. Their act was an act that went through and through. It's something that it was every ounce of their self was invested in it, and that's why it was of such profound significance. It's just like, for instance, you read the words of a sefer, the level to which you ask yourself exactly what it meant is the level at which you expect the person who wrote it had written it. If a person wrote something and put his whole neshama in it, and every self, if Rashi and Rambam are kol kolei in what they wrote, then every last bit of minutia had some sort of seichel to it, had some sort of significance. Maisa Avos was significant to the extreme, and therefore they went someplace, there was a reason they went to it, and that act became significant later in history. Okay, let's see the next one. Is Rabbi Abachaya, and it says, Vaknani Ozbaaretz. He's bothered by the fact that the is the Knani over there, are we talking about the nation of Knan or not? So he says, and so he's bothered by it because it says not, and so on. So he says the following, V'oidin of Halema, Rabbi Nochai gives a second reason. V'pnei shaloi oma yoshev ba'aretz, it doesn't say that Kanani and Prizi were dwelling, but rather the Kanani was in Eretz Yisrael. Ki ein akavana al uma hayosheves rak al hakoach hamemuna elav. We believe the following: when HaKadosh Baruch Hu split up nations, and he gave each one a geographical boundaries that would become their and place, those places had in themselves certain skulas, certain attributes that made them fit for a place for that nation. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each nation its place with its sar and its koach. So when it says that Kanani Eretz Ba'aretz means this is the land of Canaan, it's very fascinating. You see different nationalities have different traits and different stereotypes, and then they come to a different place and they change. So and part of it might be the cultural influence, but there's also a subtle influence of a certain setting. Hot, cold, ocean, inland, mountainous, valley, fertile, rocky, arid. All of those contribute somewhat to the nature of the nation. So Eretz Yisrael was the place, it had in itself a type of koach that Kanani would be the type of nation to be there. You pick yourself which people of Vazar you want. Me and my household will worship Hashem. We know from Kabbalah, and Gam Chachmei Amechka Maskim B'zeh, Ki Hadova Hadovak Nikra Al Shem HaNidvak Boi. Gam HaNidvak Nikra Al Shem HaDovak. When you have something that is drawn to something, so a person is drawn to ocean, a person is drawn to comedy, a person is drawn to this. Whatever you're drawn to appropriately is a label on the person himself. the mazel of Yisrael, or the Korach HaGadol is called Yisrael. V'zeh shekosov mevak shekanecha Yaakov Sela. Kein dor shechazal yomano Yisrael. Saba. You know, it's Klal Yisrael is called Yisrael in Yaakov Avinu because that's the Korach that shaped Klal Yisrael. Mikan ki adovek nikal shem dovek nidbak, but nidbak al shem adovek. V'imzeh yisbar lecha kam in Yanam Shabbat Torah. There's a very interesting pasuk. It says, v'yelchu achrei ha-hevel, that Klal Yisrael went after shtusim, after nonsense, v'yehebolu, and they became nonsense themselves. So whatever a person goes after, what he's drawn to is him. So whenever we talk about different things in Torah, let's say Amalek. So Amalek is a particular people who we don't know today exactly who they are, what they are, but they're particular people. But more important is, it's also a certain koach in the Bria. Whenever we take a look at a nation and who they are and what they are, so it's not just sort of a coincidence. Well, these people happen to be here and they happen to like art and they happen to like this and they happen to like that. They are a nation. There are kohos in the Bria, higher kohos, and different peoples have an affinity for that koach. So whether people like physical, sports of different physical prowess, or aesthetic, or cerebral activities, all of those are certain kohos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria, and different nations were given an affinity for that koach. So the koach came first and the nation second. And that's why Klal Yisrael, you know, Yisrael is an entity, there's a certain musa called Klal Yisrael, and the people of Yisrael are drawn to that. Ve'in lecha temoi, it says, im nikra malach ha-novi b'shem ha-myuchid, o'mach ha-migdash gam kein. That's why a malach or novi could sometimes be called with the name of Hashem. V'um ha-shedor shuzal sh'nikra sh'mo yishol Mashiach Hashem. You find it strange, sh'nema, v'zeh sh'mo yishikru Hashem Tzidkenu. V'chein yishayim sh'kosu bo v'shem ha'ir miyoyim Hashem Shoma. Atikri Shoma, ela Shmo. There's also, it says, Sadiqim are seen in Likra in the Shema Borah. The reason is, something that is you're drawn to is you. Let's just explain it for a second. The way Chochmei Kabbalah, and logically, draw a person's personality, at the core, at the very core, are the things that you enjoy, with an obvious pyramid of the thing that you enjoy the most. Surrounding that is the will to engage in that and to realize it. And then everything else you do are different abilities, an array of different abilities to attain that. So if a person is crazy about sports, that means the thing he enjoys most is sports, and his whole personality is around the sports, and so on. So the person, if we're trying to define a person, then this is a sportsman. There's a person whose life is centered around taiva, is a bal taiva. That's his metzias. That's what he strives for. That's what he wants. That's what he is. And a person who strives for ruchnius is an ish elokim, because that forms my mohus, that forms my very essence. So if we ask ourselves in a bigger picture, the most important part of Torah or Yiddishkeit is to enjoy ruchnius, to find that the most pleasurable activity, because really at the end of the day we are we identified by what it is that drew us and what is our core. So you can have a person who's a shema mitzvah to the umpteenth degree and does everything wonderful, and the core of his personality is sports. So yes, he we'll call the tailgating party is glatt kosher, strict kosher, there's a minyan for ma'ariv, and there's a this and that. But if a whole person, that's the person, then it's a sad state, and the person is a football player. He's a glatt kosher football player, but he's still a football player, that's his mochus. And that's why in literature yeshivas especially, the single most significant part of the chinuch was to learn to enjoy learning. Because at the end of the day, if you enjoy learning, then you're a chacham, because that draws you. That's something that of who you are. If you're doing it dutifully, which is nice, but still lacking something very, very significant. Okay, next piece is Ramban. It says, "Vayir Hashem al Avram, vayomer lo zarach et haaretz hazot," and he told him, "I will give this land." To your children. And he built a mizbeach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if you read the pasuk simply, you would expect that he built the mizbeach as sort of a gratitude for promising him the land. But that's not quite what it says. It says, "Vayivin shom mizbeach Hashem anirei lov." So the Ramban says, "Vitam Hashem anirei lov." Ki hoyde Hashem anichbad. V'zavach le'zavach teida al shenira elof. It was an act of gratitude that a Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him. Karheina le'nirlo v'Hashem le'zadol b'mar l'masa. Until this point, a Kadosh Baruch Hu had never appeared to him, not in prophecy, nothing. Al nema lo'ylecho ma'atzcho b'chalom alayla b'ruach ha'kodesh. So he was told in a dream, ruach ha'kodesh. Could be that this is going on carbon and the vamaskiyam. So upon him, the carbon here was a thanks for that. It's something that I guess is somewhat strange to us. Our attitude to Kadosh Baruch Hu is, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for physical stuff he gave us. You gave us penance, you gave us health, you gave us this, you gave us that, fine. And the ruchnis things that we accomplish are our accomplishments. I'm not going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I put up a mezuzah in my house so that I'm wearing tzitzis and tefillin. I mean, I don't want to say it, but he should thank me for that. It's the other way around. That a person recognize what a treat it is that a person can be zocha to some ruchnis tikkun hasagas. At the end of the day, like we said, what should give a person the greatest of pleasures is the sense of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're zocha to that. So if a person is zocha to learn a few years and do well, a person should feel extraordinary gratitude because that's really the most important part of himself, and everything else pales in comparison. So Avraham Avinu, it's very clear in the pasuk. If you read the pasuk, it reads exactly what Ramban says it. Because Baruch Hu appeared to him, promised him his land, and Avraham built a mizbeach in gratitude to the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu had appeared to him, not in gratitude that he promised the land, but gratitude he appeared to him. Okay, we'll hold it here.